The Choice, Chapter 5. The Answer. Giselle was quiet on the bus ride home. Even though she had practiced the play dozens of times, seeing Ben in the light at the theater really stirred her. She was the character in the play who had lied, and one who exchanged her black jacket for a white one. Why would someone who was so good ever give up their life for someone who was so bad? She wondered. After the first three performances, the team took its first trip out of state. "Our next show will be a tough one," Mr. Craig said. "Tucson, Arizona has a high poverty rate, and many children sleep on the streets. Most of these kids have never heard about God's love. Many churches are out inviting these kids to our performance and ready to help them after we leave." The 12-hour bus ride was grueling, hot, stuffy, and boring. Mr. Craig helped by inventing crazy games, but the kids were tired and grouchy. Claire was sitting beside Giselle. She had been involved in theater most of her life and liked to remind the others of that. "Can't you keep your mouth shut even for 10 minutes?" Giselle snapped at Claire. "Quit bragging about your great acting." "Why didn't I choose dog sitting?" she mumbled to herself. "This stinks." Mr. Craig intervened. "I know this is uncomfortable, but when you chose to be on this team, you knew it would not be all fun and games. I told you that at our first meeting. The Bible tells us the Lord rewards those who are faithful and righteous. So get your thoughts off yourselves and focus on what you'll say to the kids after the show." The church hosting the performance was packed with hundreds of kids. After a shower and a good meal, the team was re-energized and ready to go. "We're here for one reason," Mr. Craig stated. "God loves these kids, and we're going to show them just how much through this show. Give it your best." As the pastor was welcoming the audience, the team waited on the side of the stage. Giselle gazed out at the crowd. "Look at all these kids, Anna," she whispered. "Yeah, way more kids than adults," replied Anna. "And their clothes." Many wore clothes just like the kids in the Nicaragua video. Even the expressions on their faces were the same, so empty. But this time, Giselle could feel the emptiness and smell the poverty. Sadness overwhelmed her. The behavior of the crowd was distracting. They were noisy and inattentive. But the team stayed focused, and eventually the kids began to listen. After Ben disappeared behind stage and the thunderous boom sounded, the audience shrieked and the church went dark. When Ben reappeared at the back, a gasp was heard, and by the time he reached the stage, the whole audience was standing and cheering. Giselle met many kids her age that night whose lives were brightened with new hope. Even she herself felt new. "Mr. Craig!" she shouted, running across the room toward him. "What's wrong, Giselle?" he asked in a worried tone. "I have the answer," she yelled, almost running into him. "What are you talking about?" He was totally clueless. "I know why I love God." Mr. Craig let out a sigh of relief. "Well, let's hear it." "During the performance tonight, when I put on the black jacket and walked into the box, something happened. I know I was just playing the part of someone who sinned, but once I was in the box, a bunch of memories came to me of times I was really being selfish. I felt so ugly inside. Then, when Ben came with the white jacket, I understood what he was doing. He was taking my black sin away. And I actually felt all new and clean when I put a white jacket on. That's what Jesus does. He buries all our sins and makes us new." Mr. Craig flung his arms up and thanked God for his goodness. He gave Giselle a big hug and said, "That's awesome. You're sharing at the next show."